I'm last year you were the president of Pirates and you teamed didn't make the grand final, and this year you've taken the year off after 8 or 9 years in a row, and team's back as a club champion, minor premier in first grade and 3 grades in the grand final. But have you enjoyed the year off of not having to think about day in, day out, worrying about the club?
Oh, it's been fantastic, because it was a big 10 years and it was really, it's been really good this year to have a bit of a break from it. And the great part, like, we've got good people moving through, so the club is definitely going to survive beyond me, and that sort of goes to show, like, back into club champions again this year, and two senior grades and a junior grade in the grand final. So, like, the club's just on a real roll, so it's going great.
And that's a great challenge as a president while you're there, is not to feather your own nest, but make sure you've got the foundation set not only for the club in your time, but for the next 10 years moving forward with Stewie, and also whoever who takes his spot. But there's also a toll to be paid as well, because tapping the kegs and also running around during the games, you miss a lot of the games. You might have lost a lot of those premierships as well, because running the club, you may not have time during the actual game day to get out there and watch the games.
No, I haven't. I haven't seen any grand finals that we've had here, like when I was at the helm there. So I'm really enjoying today. I'm sort of ground marshal for the day, but I'll be walking up and down the sideline, sort of enjoying the game, so really looking forward to it.
What have been the satisfying things out of your run as the president there? Is it just the continual success of the team after you left? Now, of course, you've got great success as well, but also you see blokes like Paddy Ryan and Mick Snowden also move through and play that next level of the game, but also a swag of fellas have moved through and played Sydney Club Rugby, including the Collins boys, and also, of course, Barthy, who've come home here to sort of play for Pirates.
Yeah, it's great to see the guys. Like, we've got half a dozen guys that have been gone away to Sydney, and then they've come home, and it's really good. Like, once a Pirate, always a Pirate, and the guys are sort of always there for the club, and the club will still kick along really well. Yeah.
Well, of course, now you've got this great business, this great beast known as Viaduct Carpet Court. Tell us a little bit about that, and you've taken ownership of that. And times ahead, of course, there's going to be growth in Tamworth, not only for the Axminster, but also around northern New South Wales as well. Not only off the back of mines, but also other things that are going to happen in this part of the world.
Yeah, no, Tamworth's a great growth area where I've been very successful with my business for the last 35 years. And as you say, I've taken over sole ownership now. I've got a couple of young fellows there that I'm just teaching the ropes to sort of, I've got my son-in-law's come on board with me, so I've got a succession plan in place, and hopefully I can have a few extra long weekends and a couple extra months here and there in the near future.
One of these things that's a curiosity to me, of course, why do people put carpet in their kitchen?
They don't anymore. That's gone by the wayside now. Yeah, it was a bit of a myth there for a while, but but now it's sort of the vinyl planks and laminates ago, so yeah, it's all good.
This floating floor caper, is it? But after 10 years of being the president of Pirates, what are the things do we need in the game? Because we've seen the Waratahs come up here and play, we've seen Walshy do a great job as development officer and all the others that have been beforehand, but Friday night rugby continues to thrive along, especially with ladies as well. What do we need up here to keep the game going? Is it basically more help for the Moorees, the Narrabri's, the Gunnedahs to get 18s and 16s, or just keeping the players playing because they've got other things such as work commitments?
It's really hard. Like, life is just that fast lane now. Like, and you'll see most codes are doing it tough numbers wise. So it's something we've always got to work on. And then got a really good zone here, a good competitive sort of brand of rugby in our area. So hopefully that will sort of keep it alive and sort of keep it going for years to come.
Thanks for your time, Calvin. Wish you all the best. Of course, that was Calvin Collier. He'd run the show there at Tamworth Pirates for 10 years. He's taken a year off, but it's always nice to reflect on the good times, but also what happens to a club when a great president leaves the building.